The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hakdamas, Chovetz Aldovas Shabitovin, seventh shiur, connecting to the source of life.
Shalom Uvracha, we continue our Hakdama. And yesterday we spoke about independence and dependence. And I just want to make it a little more clear and summarize it very quickly. We basically said a person could go through life with one of three different outlooks. One outlook is, I need everybody around me, and I'm dependent on everybody around me. That's one type of situation. I'm dependent on everybody around me, and I always have to do what I can just to be in good terms with everybody and flatter them and make them feel good so I get what I need out of them. There's another type of person that says, no, I'm totally independent. I don't need anybody. I'll manage all by myself. Don't need the toivas of anybody. I'm just going to make my world all by myself. He seems to be the most independent person. But both of those are wrong. What we're going to be learning in the Shaar B'Tochen is that the right way to do things is to be fully dependent, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I'm dependent only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I become independent from everybody else, including myself, because I'm in His hands. If I'm depending on everybody, then it's obviously a very complicated life, having to always just flatter and find favor in people's eyes and do things I don't really want to do and be let down that they're not really doing what I expect from them. A person who has a type of independence, I'm not expecting anything from anybody, so he has a certain mila, that he's not subservient to everybody around him. The Mitzad Hasheni is subservient to himself because I want to be independent, but I want to run my world. And then also, when he realizes that he's limited and you can't get everything all by yourself and you can't do anything, there's so many things that are out of our hands, then he also, that limits his ability to really enjoy and have a pleasant life because there's so many things that he realizes that he is dependent. And then his whole theory of life, that I'm managing all by myself, falls and collapses, and he falls into his state of frustration, etc. The only one that is emes and can produce the right results is putting myself totally in Hashem's hand and realizing that I'm 100% dependent on Kodesh Bohu, but together with that, I could rely 100% on Kodesh Bohu that he will do for me only what is good for me. And that I go through life, I never have the anxieties and the fears. I'm never let down because Mitzad Echad, I'm not dependent on other people. I'm not expecting from people. In Mitzad Echad, I'm not dependent on myself. Even if I know things are out of my control, but they're always under Hashem's control. And this is really the goal that we're aiming towards, to be that type of person. And there's a Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Tainis that describes the famous Baal Koziva, some call him Baal Koichva. He was a powerful warrior. He was the most powerful warrior in the world. And the Goyim knew that there was no way they could overpower him. There's a whole mice that the Gemara brings, and it ended up that one Goy chapped how he's going to overpower this Baal Koziva, and basically caused him to be mezalzel in the tzaddik of the time, and then a short time later he was by himself, and a snake came and bit him. And that was the end of him. The Gemara precedes this. Baal Koziva told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was at his height, Hashem, let me do it by myself. Because he knew the facts. He was the strongest person in the world, and he had the strongest warriors. There's no way he could lose the war. And that's what he said, Hashem, I don't want you to get involved, because if you get involved, maybe you can look at my avarice, and I'm not going to be zeicher. Let me just do it all by myself independently. And Mitzad Echad, he was right. Mitzad his physical power, he was invincible. But he didn't realize that there's a much bigger picture. It doesn't make a difference how powerful you are, how wealthy you are, how smart you are. But you are limited, and there are things out there that you're so vulnerable. We just have seen in the recent past, Rachmon Litzon, how people could leave this world suddenly. People had everything. It's not in our hands. And you have people that seem to have nothing, and Baruch Hashem, they have everything. And that's what it's totally on. We don't always know Darkei Hashem, but if we go with this mind frame, that I'm always in Hashem's hands. Things are always under control. I don't always understand them. I don't have to understand them, but I have to know and I have to feel. This is what we're going to try to work on, to really feel this throughout the day, how much I am in Hashem's special hands. The next point that's bringing the Chovos Avos is bringing out to interest us
Kol Halashon
and getting involved in Bitochen is that he says, try to pick some other form of Bitochen. What does it mean? In every generation, they have something that everybody says, oh, if I could do that, then wow. You know, I don't know what they have in our generation. If I could have somebody that's an insider trader in all the big companies and he'll give me secret information about the stocks that are about to jump and triple their value or whatever it is, I'll be the wealthiest guy in the world in no short of time. Okay, that's our modern day example. An olden day example was something that we look at today as something being even a little bit funny and absurd. In the Middle Ages, the way to wealth was to become a type of alchemist, that his job was to convert metal into gold. And people would put a tremendous amount of effort in it, and some of them would succeed. Kamavan, they didn't really succeed, but they succeeded in making a product that was good enough to fool people that this is gold. And this is the way they became extremely wealthy. So many people said, oh, if only I could be this type of person that have an easy panosa and become extremely wealthy, everything will be under control. And a lot of us in the back of our minds, we have that in our mindset, if only I could have that. And he wants to show us that how lacking that is and how much that really doesn't bring you what you need. Whereas if you go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll have all these things. It's not lacking any of them. So the first thing he says is that this alchemist, in order to do his work, he needs certain chomarim u'machshirim yuchadim. He needs certain raw materials. Without them, he cannot produce what he wants to produce. And some of them are not so easy to get. So he really is not even sure he could always produce this fake gold because he may not even have the raw material to do it. That is the person. And also over here, whatever he's saying, and this information that he needs to get, he may not always be getting the information. It's telling other people. He says, if a person realizes Bitochen Hashem, he doesn't have to look for things that are hard to get, because he will always have panosa from things that are available to him. Anything can be a source of panosa. Now, he's saying, what do you mean? I'm having problems with panosa, suddenly I have Bitochen and everything changes. So first of all, Bitochen does, as we saw before, bring ecstasy out of Shemaya. But what he means is like this. Whether I have panosa or I don't have very often is totally in a mind frame. And if I have a mind frame that I have to manage all by myself and I know what's going to be tomorrow and all kind of thoughts that a person does have when he's relying only on himself, then even if he opens up his eyes and realizes he does have his basic panosa, but in his mind he doesn't have it, and he's always in a sense of tension of what's going to be and when, and do I really have enough, and who knows, maybe I don't have enough to marry my great-grandchildren, or maybe I don't have even for next year, whatever it is. I'm not talking about Dafka people that are extremely wealthy, but everybody in his level. He says, Lamaisa, the Pasuk says, in Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that he gave us the month to tell us, Ki loy alechem levada yichya odom, kel kol moitzi pi Hashem yichya odom. Hashem, moitzi pi Hashem, it's his decision, and he's going to find us a way. If we do our ishtavas, we're going to have a basic sustenance. It will be all the dreams we wanted, maybe not, but who says we need those dreams? Those dreams could stem from the fact that we want the world to look the way we want, and we're not putting ourselves fully in Hashem's hands and just be really satisfied and satiated with what we do have. So this is a beautiful thing about the Mahalach Bitochen. The Mahalach Bitochen doesn't cost us anything, and we don't have to look for anything. It's just a matter of opening up our eyes to what we do have and changing our mind frame and bettering it and making it more amiti, more real. And with that, we immediately convert ourselves into a situation that things are under control. And if it's even talking about panosa, if a person has a panosa, Baruch Hashem, I have my panosa. I don't have to be nervous. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, but I have panosa today. I'm going to continue with it. And even if I'm struggling with panosa and I need to come on to all kinds of things, the seder, but I have food to eat, and this is the way Hashem set up for me now, I'm going to work on it, and yes, Hashem will get to a more pleasant way of doing it. But I have my basic necessities, and my family has basic necessities, one way or other. We're not starving to death. We should be zeicha to, like we said, to put ourselves in Hashem's hands and have that pleasant feeling that things are always under control of Kodesh Baruch, who loves us so many times more than even we love ourselves. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.